Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. That is our passage today. Paul writes to Timothy, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." I've had the privilege of taking a couple mission trips to Panama with high school students and high school leaders from our church. We had a great time. We had a blast, actually. We shared the gospel with elementary students, junior high and high school students. We spent afternoons with orphans, shared Christ at hospitals, ministered in local churches, got our hands dirty with some projects requiring some serious manual labor. Now, along with the ministry and the work, there were nightly meetings to sing and debrief and pray. And I was extremely impressed with the teenagers that went on those trips. Many of these students had their spiritual act together much earlier than I ever did. I was amazed that they were willing to take the time out of their summer to share the message of Christ in another country and culture, and I was encouraged by the depth of their commitment. Howard Hendricks, an old seminary professor of mine, used to say, "We train teenagers to fly multi-million-dollar jets, but we won't let them take up offering in the church." Well, we can do better than that, can't we? We must never look down on our youth. They are tomorrow's church. I'd say they're today's church. Preparation for the future always begins right now. So a couple action steps. Parents, engage your preteens and teens in significant spiritual conversation. Ask them about what they believe. Ask them where their challenges are. Ask them where their doubts are. Ask them about relationships with their friends. Most of all, talk to them about their relationship with Jesus. Get involved in the lives of your children. You'll never regret that. Father, protect our teenagers and keep them following hard after you. For those straying, bring them back to the fold. For those questioning, turn their natural queries into rock-solid belief. For those living a lukewarm faith, light a fire in their hearts. Lord, let us always value and invest in our youth. Let us not only talk to them about a relationship with you, but show them what a dynamic relationship with you looks like. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.